Thank you. So what I want to talk about today is accelerated expanding cosmological models with the Vlasov meta. And our line of the talk is following. So beginning, I will mention what is the Vlasov meta. And the second one is essentially what I want to mainly talk about in the talk. So I will focus on accelerated expanding cosmological model. And there are two ways to produce this kind of a behavior. One is a positive cosmological constant. And second one is having a nonlinear scalar field. In the case, you have a certain freedom to choose potential of a scalar field. And depending on the model, you will have either exponential expansion or power law expansion and so-called intermediate inflation. So I will choose, so mainly in this topic, I will talk about the spatially homogeneous space-time, but anisotropy. And if I have time, I will mention a little bit about inhomogeneous space-time as well. Okay, so it's a little bit of a repetition of what Håkan said last week. So what we are looking at is particle system. This is modeled by a distribution function f, and this is a density of particles given a space-time position t and x and momentum p. And the particle system we are looking at is collision is particles. So there is some collisions, but it's rare to we can actually ignore when you do modeling. So there is no direct interaction between particles, not like other kinetic theory, Boltzmann equation. So this particle system is described by Vlasov equation, and for that reason it is called collision is meta or Vlasov meta. Now we add field to the Vlasov equation. So there's no direct interaction, but nevertheless, these particles are acted by self-induced field, which are generated by all particles together. And these fields depend on the physical situation you're considering. And there are two physics has been studied in terms of a Vlasov equation. So one is plasma physics. In the case, fields are electromagnetic field. And the second case is stellar dynamics. In this case, the fields are gravitational field. And for instance, so there are several systems has been studied. For instance, Vlasov-Poisson. Actually, there are two. They are describing two different physics, but in terms of global existence of solution, there is no essential difference. And the full system, so if you consider relativistic effect, then full system in plasma physics will be Vlasov Maxwell. And today I will talk about this Einstein Vlasov in gravitational field. And I guess Thursday Simone will talk about this second system, Nordström Vlasov system. So this is actually the fields, instead of the Einstein equation, the fields is the scalar fields theory. So what is Vlasov equation? So Vlasov equation reads in this form. So the key point is that key point is that the function, the distribution function satisfy the partial differential equation. Okay? And so respect to T and XA, but only the spatial component of momentum PA. And P naught can be replaced by this mass share condition within the second point. And another important fact is that the F naught, the initial data for the distribution function, is always non-negative and with the compact support in X and P. the energy momentum tensor of Vlasov equation reads in this form. What I wanted to emphasize is that this is integral of unknown f, the distribution function, which is a solution of a PDE. Now let me back to, so now talk about the accelerated expanding cosmology. So the reason to study this accelerated expanding cosmology is because of the following two reasons. So first one is all the universe close to Big Bang, and this seems that expanding shows that accelerated expansion, and this is related to inflation. And second one is present era. So supported by this observation of a supernova, also present universe is expanding. It shows accelerated expansion. Okay. So you want to have some good mathematical model for this phenomena. And one way you can do is having this a positive cosmological constant. And this shows exponential expansion. So here, as I wrote here, so you add cosmological constant in Einstein equation, the gamma. And another way, which is a little bit sophisticated, so the first one is not really satisfactory because it's constant. So you want to have, in different time, you want to have a different accelerated rate. So you want to have a function. So in this case, you add a nonlinear scalar field. So energy momentum tensor has in this form. In this case, you have a certain choice of a potential. So depending on what kind of potential, and it will show a different expansion. Okay, so my setting in this talk is a spatially homogeneous space-time. So manifold is I cross G, and G is a spatially connected three-dimensional group. And so depending on how you classify, so there's a certain classification on structure constant of Lie algebra of G. There are 9 types of Bianchi model. But in terms of extending cosmological models, we consider only Bianchi types 1 through 8. So because of 9, it expands, you know, it expands in a certain point and it collapses. In between, it has some chaotic behavior. So when I talk about expanding cosmology, it always refers to Bianchi model, Bianchi type 1 through 8. Okay? And also same for the Kantopsky-Sachs model. Okay, now, so here there are certain papers. So this is what I'm going to talk about most of the time. So first, positive cosmological constant, and this shows exponential expansion, as I told you before. And the nonlinear scalar field, there are several papers has been written. So first one is exponential potential. So when the potential has exponential form with a certain decay, then it shows a parallel expansion. And when potential has a positive, strictly positive low bound, and it shows exponential expansion. And then there's a paper by Alan, it describes intermediate inflation. So I will go through, basically I will review the paper one by one. Okay? So let me put this one here. So the first one, it's a paper by Ward. It's quite old paper, 83. So what he stated is following. So at late time, Bianchi types, Bianchi models 1 through type 1 through 8, it shows that exponential expansion and space-time becomes isotropic. So this eta solution is the attractor. So in this paper, what I want to point it out that the meta, he didn't specify what kind of meta he's looking at. So as long as meta satisfies dominant energy condition and strong energy condition, then you can have this result. So meta is general, having these two conditions. And of course, you have to assume the solution exists globally and initially expanding. Okay, then you can have this kind of behavior. Now, so let us add lots of meta to this situation. So same manifold, and metric is this Gaussian time coordinate. So Gij depends on the time t. And please note that it's anisotropic, so none of the components is trivial. Okay. The evolution equation looks like here. So the couple of things I want to mention is that, so often, for instance, in the vacuum Einstein equation, if you consider homogeneous spacetime, then Einstein equation reduced to ODE. But having lots of equation, this is not the case. So if you look at the evolution equation, okay, it looks like ODE, but here it has energy momentum tensor. So this is basically, as you saw before, it's integral of unknown f, the distribution function, which is still a solution of a partial differential equation. So strictly speaking, this is a partial differential equation contains integral of unknown. Okay. Now, I will just show you quickly. So this is a Vlasov equation in homogeneous spacetime. So there's no, of course, there's no spatial derivative, but still it has the momentum derivative. And this is essentially the same energy momentum tensor, but what I want to point it out that, I don't know, people often think that this component becomes trivial, but actually it's not. So T0i is still non-trivial, okay? Even in homogeneous spacetime. Okay, so what can I say about this system? So Einstein-Vlasov with the cosmological constant of the first case. So you have initial data, a certain time T0, and then Vlasov equation has a Bianchi identity. So basically, there's no difference. So you don't need to consider all different Bianchi types. So as long as you add the cosmological constant or nonlinear scalar field, this Bianchi type 1 through 8 has the same behavior. Okay? And the initial condition for distribution function is non-negative and compact support. Then you can have a C1 solution of this system for all time t, the coordinate time.
Lambda is positive here or any?
Yes, it's a positive cosmological constant. Okay, now I will show you the asymptotics of a solution. So metric Gij, so it's just important, okay, it's enough just look at the leading order. So it expands like e to the 2 gamma t, and gamma is related to the cosmological constant. So gamma is the square root of lambda over 3. And this is essentially what is corresponding to the name, the exponential expansion. And the mean curvature, so trace of k, expands to, so converges to a constant, and also relate to cosmological constant, and decay dies like exponentially, exponential rate. Now the next object is the generalized Cartan exponent. So definition of a generalized Cartan exponent is following. So this is the ratio between the eigenvalue of second fundamental form respect to the metric and the trace of k. And if you look at this object in this setting, so Einstein-Vlasov with a cosmological constant, and all the generalized Cartan exponents become 1/3 in late time. So this means that space-time becomes isotropic, and this theta solution becomes theta. And another object we'd like to look at is this deceleration parameter. And deceleration parameter is related to this mean curvature written in that form. And this parameter in the inflationary model, this is always negative. And especially exponential expansion, this becomes negative one. And this is the case having the model having the cosmological constant. So it becomes negative one in late time, and the error dies like exponentially. Okay, now next one is the meta part. So this is actually written in orthonormal frame to get more information. So the first one is that all these components, so T naught naught, and then the off-diagonal, this current density and spatial component, all become zero in late time. So I can interpret that as a solution becomes like a vacuum Einstein solution. And maybe if you like to look at the ratio of certain object, and this Ji over low and Sij over low, and this becomes also zero at late time. So that means that solution becomes like a non-tilted dust-like solution, where actually this component Ji and Sij are identically zero. Okay. Now, next system. Is so having all these asymptotics, this gives enough information to make this statement. So space-time becomes space-time is geodesically complete. And essentially, what you need to look at is this relation. So tau is the affine parameter. So what you want to control is that. So you want to have that, when you take the integral of this object, you want to have unbounded quantity. So what you want to control is that this momentum in the end. So the key point to prove this geodesic completeness in this system is controlling this momentum combined with the metric changing. Okay, so this is essentially what I want to talk about, the first case. So now, let me move to the nonlinear scalar field. And having the exponential potential. Okay. So the meta, we have two parts in the energy momentum tensor. So first part is contributed by the Vlasov meta, so energy momentum tensor from Vlasov meta, and the rest of them is contribution from the scalar field. So phi is a scalar field, and potential, at least you have to assume that potential is non-negative. So this is related to the certain energy condition. So I'll mention right away. So for instance, because of the divergence free of Vlasov meta, you can actually decouple Vlasov meta from the scalar field. Okay? So using Bianchi identity, you can obtain this the wave equation for the scalar field. And let me back to this potential. So potential is non-negative. So the scalar field is satisfied the dominant energy condition, but it violates a strong energy condition. And then Vlasov meta satisfy dominant and strong energy condition. So the fact that phi violates the strong energy condition, this is the source where the models produce accelerated expansion. So without having scalar field, only having a Vlasov equation, you don't see the accelerated expansion. Okay, so metric is the same, and you have the same form of Vlasov equation. But let me just show you the evolution equation again with these parts from the equation of motion for the scalar field. But still, again, this is not ODE, which I want to emphasize. Okay, then this is system. So initial data is given at a certain time t. So basically it's the same assumption except this potential. So potential is non-negative C2 function. So this is quite general. There's no extra assumption. So if you compare with the inhomogeneous, so if you look at this equation of motion for the scalar field, this is wave equation in homogeneous space-time. So this is not actually the case that you can get this statement for general potential. Okay? So anyway, in this homogeneous case, the statement is that the assumption, one of the assumption is that you can have this general form of potential V, okay, and non-negative. So then solution exists for all coordinate time t. Now, to talk about the asymptotics of solution, you need to choose a certain form of potential in the model. So what I want to talk about here is that exponential potential. So it decays, but I think Mark already pointed out here, so it has a certain decaying rate. So if you look at the exponent, the lambda has to be bigger than 0 and less than square root of 2. So this is actually has been worked out by Harley Well. So in his paper, so he worked in homogeneous and isotropic space-time. So in that case, for instance, if you have so if you have this scalar field, Gij, so to have accelerated expansion, so accelerated, the model is expanding acceleratedly, if and only if this scalar factor is... this factor, this power has to be bigger than 1. So this is related to that lambda in the exponential potential. So having that exponential potential, you can actually prove that space-time is geodesically complete in future direction. Now, let me show you the asymptotics of the solution in this model comparing with the system we just saw, the one with the cosmological constant. So in the right-hand side is the model with the positive cosmological constant, and then left one is the one we are looking at with the exponential potential. So for instance, mean curvature with the positive cosmological constant, we saw that it converges to a constant. So it becomes like a constant mean curvature. But here, it converges to 0. I didn't write down errors here, but basically, there are several different cases, but basically it's t to the certain negative power or combination with the logarithm. And scalar field expands as logarithm. And then metric, maybe this is the important one. So the leading order is like a t to the certain power, and the power is related to that exponent in exponential potential, that lambda. And this acceleration parameter, it is negative, but it's not identically negative one. And generalized Kazma exponent, all the exponents become again 1/3 in late time, so space time becomes isotropic, and this is a solution, is the attractor. Okay, so actually, this is probably some of you already heard about this part so far. And then, so next one is potential with a positive low bound. So there are some assumptions. So the first set is, so we're looking at Einstein equation of Bianchi type 1 through 8 and nonlinear scalar field with potential of class C2. And again, the Allan didn't choose any matter. So as long as matter satisfies dominant and strong energy condition, then you will produce a certain result. But solution, of course, you have to assume the solution is initially expanding and exists globally to the future. Okay, and there are some assumptions on the potential. So first one is the restriction. So potential has this positive, strictly positive low bound. And then second and third is quite a general assumption. You can find it in a lot of literature. So I was just mumbling 23. And the statement is following. So this is a shear, sigma AB, and the rho is the metal part. So all these so objects decays exponentially. And you can actually prove that this phi dot goes to zero, but you don't know the exact rate. So, okay, nevertheless, so phi dot goes to zero, so you can conclude that h goes to this constant. So this is similar to the model with the cosmological constant. So this is 8 pi v1 is like a lambda we saw before. And potential converges to a certain constant, V1, and then the derivative, so V prime goes to zero. So here in this picture, actually, what we are looking at, what we are hoping is that if you have a certain, so say, okay, you have a potential. So it's a phi, maybe phi. So what you wish is that if you have a phi over here, in the late time, you want, so the behavior is phi actually goes to this minimum and it produces the exponential expansion. But the statement I show you so far, this doesn't have this kind of, it may have this picture, but it doesn't rule out this kind of behavior. So for instance, if you have a potential like this, right, so it might roll down here, but stays in this stage. But it doesn't produce, may not produce, you don't get the information on absolute, yes.
I don't understand this statement, other matter satisfying something. I mean, what do you consider here? Only this, what you have written, or I mean, special matter, or what?
No, this is essentially the assumption. So if Einstein,
the first line, two lines, I understand. What other matter satisfying something? I mean, what do you consider here?
So this is a so-called ordinary. Well, the any matter satisfy this kind of condition. So this is a kind of generalization of the world paper. So in world paper, he doesn't consider any. He didn't specify the matter, but of course you have to say then solution exists globally, blah blah, and so on.
Are you making an assumption? You had assumptions.
Pardon?
I mean, do you control the evolution? Or, I mean, it's not clear to me. Is it saying if you take any matter satisfying these conditions, you get this asymptotic behavior?
Yes, but you have to also
any effect on this, whatever you do?
Yes, because the other matter behaves nice way. The only dominating, the only thing dominating the behavior is a nonlinear scalar field.
Well, the word plus means the energy momentum tensor is the energy momentum tensor of the nonlinear scalar field plus other
plus
matter.
Some other matter which
satisfying this.
Yes, this condition. And I, as I told you before, as long as potential has non-negative, well, here is strictly positive, it satisfies only dominant energy condition. It doesn't satisfy strong energy condition. So that produces accelerating expansion, and that behavior dominates the model. So the other matter doesn't play any role, roughly speaking.
But you don't have an equation for the other matter models, only Dunstan equation and the scalar field equation.
Only energy momentum tensor satisfy this condition, yes. So it doesn't have an equation.
I'm still puzzled about this. I mean, if I take some nonlinear matter field, I mean, why doesn't it blow up?
But there is an assumption. That does not blow up.
This is an assumption.
There is an assumption. That
it's the second dot that it does not blow up in the future.
Oh, sorry. No, I got stuck with the.
Okay. So this is corresponding the result to the world result with the cosmological constant. Okay, so where I was? Okay, yeah. So in this statement, you don't actually get the information that model expands exponentially. So what you need to do is that you actually push this scalar field. So I told you that this is not what you want. So what we want is this one. So you actually push a scalar field to such a point that the potential has the minimum value. So if you have that kind of assumption on top of this, then you can get more information. So when phi goes to phi naught, where the phi double dot, v double dot of phi naught is strictly positive. Okay. Then all the object decays exponentially, nice way. And this is probably what we want exactly. So the metric GAB expand exponentially. So e to the 2H1T, so this H1 is like a gamma. I don't know if you remember the gamma we saw the model with a positive cosmological constant. Okay. No. So the last one, this is quite interesting model because it covers quite large class of potential. So these are the assumptions. So it's the same, and there's an additional assumption that phi dot is positive at a certain point. So phi is expanding. So the picture is the following. So consider the cosmological constant as potential with the nonlinear scalar field with a constant potential. And then we saw that exponential potential e to the k lambda phi, this produces power law expansion. And we saw this expands exponentially. And what we are looking at here is the behavior in between. So the model expands slower than exponential expansion. but faster than Pauli expansion. And it covers a lot of form of potential. So here, the assumptions are, so potential is positive, and at infinity, it goes zero, and it decays. And this fall of condition is exactly avoiding, for instance, avoiding this exponential potential. So it will stay in between. So the third condition is quite important. And then the behavior can have is the following. So you have a certain quantity tends to zero, probably on to emphasize the last one. So h dot plus h squared is not negative. And this is an equivalent statement in equivalent statement to the A double that is positive in isotropic cases. So this is this tells you that the model expanding, it shows accelerated expansion. Okay. Well, if you look at his paper, the title, it is a slow law approximation. So let me explain. Day one. So basically, the assumption is the same as previous one. So potential has this kind of assumption, and on top of this third one, if you have this assumption, so V double dot over V double prime over V prime is bounded, then you can have more information on the behavior, for instance, in the scalar field. So what is the key point is the second statement. So if phi double dot over the certain quantity becomes zero. So this is, for instance, these two assumption, under this assumption, having this approximate, this kind of behavior is related to this slow roll approximation. And what it is following. So under that assumption, you saw that certain it has a certain fall off condition on the potential. And if you have an assumption, extra assumption on potential, like a V double prime over B prime is bounded, then phi double dot in the equation of a motion in the scalar field becomes negligible in late time. And this is exactly what it is. So the last statement, that this quantity becomes zero as t goes to infinity, and this is a consequence. So if, for instance, if you compare with, say, Pauli expansion, so if you have this exponential potential, this fast decay in the potential, you don't get actually this kind of behavior. So this doesn't become zero, for instance. Okay. All right. So again, I guess I speak fast. So then I have to speak about nonlinear scalar field, even if I don't want. Okay, so first thing you would look at, as long as you live from homogeneity, the having blast of matter, is this surface symmetry. So in the surface symmetry, then the manifold is I cross S1 cross F, where F is a two-dimensional compact manifold. And here I just pick area coordinate because this is the major coordinate which has been studied in lots of equation. Then you can have this three different symmetry depending on this curvature in the two-dimensional compact manifold. And for instance, a spherical symmetric it has been shown that even without cosmological constant, it shows that there is no global solution. The solution stops existing at a certain point. So in the discussing on the expanding cosmological model, only focusing on hyperbolic symmetric or plane symmetry. So it's the same, essentially it's the same idea. What we want to, the goal is that first you look at, so it has been studied in a spatial homogeneous space-time has been studied. So you want to extend this one essentially to inhomogeneous space-time. So first thing you would look at is having cosmological constant, and you look at the system with a nonlinear scalar field with a certain potential. So one, the first step is done by Blaise and Alan. So they look at area coordinate and having this cosmological constant. And looking at plane and hyperbolic symmetries. So they show that global solution exists globally, and space become space-time is geodesically complete, and expansion becomes isotropic and exactly same as in homogeneous case, it shows that the model expands exponentially. So but I wouldn't go into detail because Blaise will talk about this, I guess, in detail tomorrow. And the next one, there are a series of papers. So it's Einstein Vlasov. It's plus a linear scalar field, so it doesn't have a potential. So it, of course, it doesn't produce accelerated expansion, but this is a kind of a step before going to the nonlinear scalar field. So there are certain papers. So this Tegangong, he's a student of Alan, David. So first they show local existence of solution, they obtain continuation criteria. And then, for instance, geodesic completeness, it has been done without Vlasov in plane symmetry. And recently, they look at also the initial singularity on this setting. I didn't plan to talk about this, but I guess I have time to left this one. I mean, okay, so the next one, so this is the essential goal in surface symmetry, having nonlinear scalar field with a certain potential. So the first one is having, so potential is this form, the positive lower bound. So what you are expecting is just like here, it has to produce exponential expansion. So this is actually my current project. I'm supposed to finish by now and then talk about this one and this workshop, but I'm not able to finish yet. So the so far what I can talk about is this global existence of solution. So as I mentioned before, in homogeneous space-time, the equation of motion is not a wave equation, and then solution exists globally for all kinds of potential, as long as potential satisfies the C2. Okay? But this is not the case in surface symmetry, of course, so because the equation of motion remains a wave equation. So, for instance, if you look at so this second one is the wave equation in this model. Okay? So it's not, well, even flat space time, the wave equation, of course, V has to have a certain growth. to produce global ecosystem solution. So, so far what I have is this kind of growth rate. So phi grows like phi square, more or less. And then I have this white circles that in the small data or when, so for instance, for other types of a potential, solution exists only for the small data. This is quite expecting. And then asymptotic behavior, just like in homogeneous case, it has to produce. So in this case, so when data is close enough to this local minimum, then everything has to roll down here and produce exponential expansion. So I thought I finished, but somebody pointed out that what I wrote is more or less garbage. So yeah, that's it. Okay, so why don't I just finish here?
So many questions.
So there were several results that were sort of assuming, like Helmut pointed out, assuming global systems. You would get global systems from
the last one.
The homogeneous ones, the ones that Alan. Oh, I suppose.
No, but so what? His statement. So if you put the Vlasov equation in, for instance, in this case, right, with a positive low bound or intermediate case, so if you, as long as you put the Vlasov equation, then the statement comes from the result I show you.
Yeah. Okay.
So global existence holds for this kind of potential, yeah. As long as potential is C2 and if you have a Vlasov method, so. In homogeneous space time, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Did you see the principal difference between the homogeneous case and the surface
the essential behavior?
Extending direction.
Essential behavior?
Yeah,
it should.
The basic difference. I mean, what is it?
No, I expected the essential behavior should be same.
Yes.
The basic difference is, of course, okay. The equation.
And what is known with respect to this in the contracting direction?
I don't know the contracting direction. I shouldn't say much about this since I don't know. I should be careful.
The case which you consider?
So at least if let's say there is only a scalar field, right?
Yeah.
Then if the potential doesn't grow too fast, then basically the scalar field behaves like the linear scalar field. So, for that case, I was able to use Fuchsian techniques to show that there are solutions where somehow you only have the scalar field in singular.
Yes.
So this case with surface symmetry, there you have basically a 1+1 dimensional PD. Wave equation, right? So
it's Vlasov in there also.
So
was Vlasov in that case also?
I didn't.
Yes, yeah. It's always with
you
the
Vlasov. You always had Vlasov in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So probably tomorrow, I think you will see the most of parts, the most of equation of the modern and the place talk.
In the inhomogeneous case, does it help if you don't have Vlasov? I mean, if you only had the nonlinear scalar field?
Yes.
I think it's different because I've tried, for instance, a nonlinear scalar field without Vlasov. Then you can get exactly what you want. I mean, for instance, the energy method worked for that case. But as long as you put it there, the Vlasov method, then Ennod's method doesn't work. And simply what you need to follow is the last one I didn't show you. So this is the continuation criteria. So omega is essentially the momentum of a blast of matter, and then mu is from the metric, and this is basically related to the wave equation. So energy method failed, where I couldn't find a good way to use energy method. So the only method I can think about is just following this continuation criteria to get rid of one by one. To me, the blast off contributes quite a lot when you do analysis.